Hi, it's Alan in the Congressional Corner with Phil Oliva, Republican candidate running for New York's 18th District. Phil, well, I'm going to do with you what I do with everybody so that everybody can get a good sense of where you are. Do you support Donald Trump for president?
I supported Marco Rubio. I wish if he was the candidate, I think we'd we would be in a different situation today. Most people,
as I always say, if Schmiff, but
well, I've spoken to thousands of people in this district. Most people don't like either of the candidates, and I think there's flaws with both of them. If somebody said, I know when Bill de Blasio hedged on Hillary Clinton, Sean Patrick Maloney said you have to have your head examined not to support Hillary. I would never insult somebody. Because I can understand the argument for either or. I will vote for Donald Trump in November.
If you took a look at Trump's presentation, is there anything that he has said that really bothered you?
Yeah, I think there's plenty of stuff. But, you know, I'm not here to defend Donald Trump. He could do that on his own. I know, again, Sean Patrick Maloney has said Hillary Clinton is very trustworthy and a person of high integrity. He wants to defend her and tie himself to the hip of Hillary Clinton. I'm not doing that. I'm picking between the two candidates, call it, you know, lesser two evils or what have you. I think there's flaws with both candidates, but I'm running because I think we need change in this country. And Hillary Clinton would be more of the same, unfortunately. Donald Trump, I trust that hopefully he'd have good people around him, but I certainly would say that, you know, some of the things he says without thinking, and he has to be more cognizant of that. I know people like that he's not politically correct, but you could be not politically correct, but also don't go out of your way to offend people or, you know, people sometimes get offended too easily. But at the same time, you should really just think twice before you say certain things. So I'm not going to defend things that he says. I'm running my own campaign. And the only pledge I would have beyond limiting myself no more than four terms, because I don't want to be a career politician, is that whoever is elected in this district is going to be tight between them two. I mean, polling has shown it. But regardless of who is elected, I will put the needs of the district and the country first and foremost. I'll be loyal to the people who elect me and or I represent, instead of loyal to the party or any president. If it's President Hillary Clinton, I'll work with her when she's right. I'll oppose her and hold her accountable when she's wrong. If it's President Trump, I'll work with him when he's right, and I'll hold him accountable when he's wrong.
Trump has proclaimed that climate change is, you know, a myth. Is it?
I think the climate is changing, and we should operate under that assumption. What we need is a balanced approach. I think we are getting it. You look at just in New York State in the last 10 years, the grid has changed from the top two sources were coal and oil, and now it's natural gas and nuclear, and then hydro is third. But that makes up almost 80% of our electric grid. That's a good story. Even though natural gas is still a fossil fuel, it only emits half the carbons that oil and coal do. So I think we can, you know, with the market, with some government assistance, and with just people as a whole looking to make our environment stronger, protect our natural resources, as far as like myths and facts, operate under the assumption that the climate's changing and do everything we can to keep, you know, the Republican Party's history with the environment, going back to Teddy Roosevelt as the great conservationist, to Richard Nixon establishing the EPA, and George Pataki with the Environmental Bond Act. Republicans shouldn't shy from being environmentalists, and I certainly consider myself one.
Let's move on to immigration.
Yep.
As a subject, a great deal of, trepidation about letting people from another country into this country, even those in the greatest needs. We have seen Donald Trump climbing on that particular bandwagon. Where are you?
As far as immigration, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. So, you know, we have 1 million people waiting to get in our country legally. We have to solve the immigration system, because right now, I think you got two extremes. You want people who want to round up people who are here illegally and throw them out, and other people who want open borders. There's always a middle ground. We all come from immigrants, some sooner than others. And, you know, my family, one or two generations ago, they came here. So I think that's what makes America great. You know, you look at the history, it's not too hard to sell to understand that. People agree with that. Regarding what can be done, I do believe, you know, we need to secure the border first and foremost. I think double wide fencing could solve it, a big part of it, instead of a wall, which would be costly and certainly.
So help me out on this, because I'm not good at this. What's double wide fencing?
Well, it's just like a fence, like you would have against, you know, next to your neighbor, instead of like some big Great Wall of China. I think it's more realistic. You have double wide fencing to slow down any illegal immigration and coyotes and stuff like that. Increase surveillance on the border. I would look to hire military veterans to work on the border patrol. Another couple key things to increase border security: have an entry-exit tracking system. Right now, the majority of the people here illegally, they've overstayed their visas. We don't know where they are. In other countries, that doesn't happen. So we have to get a better job of that. And also e-verify, because you know, businesses are hiring illegals, knowing they're illegal. There has to be some kind of sanction, some kind of control. With that being said, though, I visited about 7 farms in the Black Dirt region in Orange County, and the number one concern they all had, besides a couple flood mitigation issues, was a guest worker program. They were saying they can't find Americans to do these jobs. They've tried and it doesn't work out. That's unfortunate. That's sad. I think it's a loss of a little bit of American work ethic. But you know, some of these guys had Guatemalans and Mexicans, and they said they were just absolutely outstanding. They don't want to come here as citizens. They just want to work for the 8 to 10 months and then go back. But they need a streamlined program, one where they can get people that they like, they become like family, and I'll work to improve our guest worker program. I think we can do all that, improve our immigration system, do it in a way where, you know, I think we get the border security so people are comfortable. You know, we're not subsidizing bad behavior. And let's face it, if you know, you sneak in the country, I understand why people do it, but we can't allow it. Otherwise, we're going to strain our resources. And we have a lot of people here who are out of work and who are overtaxed. So we need to get, you know, we need to have some serious people in the room to get the reins on this issue. But overall, immigration definitely benefits the country.
Yeah, Phil, we're running out of time here, but I just want to make sure that I understand what you would do with people from Syria, for example, who really have been run out by a terrible president, a terrible guy in Assad. Do you think this country has an obligation, like so many countries in Western Europe, to let some of these folks in?
Well, we've been letting them in. I think what we have to be careful to do is not to have it too much, because if you look in Minnesota with the Somali refugee relocation, they haven't assimilated, and now it's a lead and exporter of some ISIS elements. So you know, we have some coming in. I'd like to see us lead an effort to develop a safe zone in Syria where they can stay in their own country, and kind of like we did after the Gulf War with Kurdistan. We had protection for the Kurds in that portion of Iraq. And they thrived, and they're strong allies of the United States. They're a strong partner in that region. If not for Turkey, I think we should support the state of Kurdistan, because it would probably be our second strongest ally in the region next to Israel. But the United States has always been the place for the tired, you know, huddled poor masses, and that shouldn't change. But we got to be really careful, because with the rise of terrorism and ISIS, we got to be very careful to see who we're letting in. When the National Intelligence Director has said it's a huge concern that ISIS might be slipping in.
We've been talking to Phil Oliva. He is a Republican candidate running for New York's 18th district. He is a guy who is determined to do this against Sean Patrick Maloney. Phil, thanks so much for being with us. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about guns.
Great.